Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it, and I'm really thankful for all of you that are listening, all of you that have tuned in, all of you that have emailed. Once again, I'm reading your questions, and I am getting out information, I'm getting out podcasts as soon as I can. So please don't think that I am forgetting about those things that you have emailed in. But if you're new here, welcome back to You're Killing Me Smalls, where we talk about kids, where we talk about relationships, where we talk about family, where we talk about single parenting, where we talk about divorce, where we talk about you. Because at the end of the day, you do matter, you are doing an amazing job, and you are important. So pat yourself on the back. You know what? Today, let's just dive right into it. Let's talk about, I think I've touched base with it on it once before, but let's talk about kids and their accomplishments again. Yes, we're gonna touch base on it again, on how you, as someone who is a role model in their lives, can, well, be a good role model, be someone that they look up to, be someone that they are proud to show you things, and also be someone who they're also willing to open up to you about the not good things, the bad, the ugly, whatever it is. I think us as parents, whether you're a single parent, whether you're married, whatever it is, you always want your kid, at least I do, I want to feel like your kid can come to you no matter what it is, good and bad. And that's one thing, me personally growing up, I really didn't feel like I could bring the bad things to the table for my parents, to my parents. And I will honestly say, I think that's one of the things that, you know, we have a lot of things that affect us as grown-ups from our childhood that play an important factor in our daily lives, and some of it's good, some of it's bad. And, you know, thinking about this, I didn't really, and I never was really comfortable bringing the bad things to my parents because, let's face it, when you do something bad, at least back in the day, like, you got, I don't even want to say you got punished, you got your butt beat. I mean, beat. And that's just how it was back in the day. I don't know, you know, I was born in 87, and so you can relate, or maybe you can't relate, but, you know, there was no, oh, pointing your finger firm talking, like, you could have got beat by the neighbor across the street for doing something, and they had every right to. And honestly, I don't know, I don't really think that was a bad thing, but it also really depends on, you know, the parenting dynamic. And what I'm getting at is, I never felt comfortable telling my parents the bad things, and I see how it has affected me as a grown-up today. It's one of my flaws, okay? We're imperfect people, but when things, bad things happen, I just honestly don't feel comfortable telling a lot of people. And that's something that, as a child, I have brought to my adult life. And it's amazing because as you're a parent, you start realizing these things and you're like, how can I be a better parent? How can I be a better role model? And it's not that our parents back in the day weren't good role models. I truly believe my parents were the best role models that they could be, okay? But I'm sure that they had things. You see, it's like a, it's, you know, you throw a rock in some water. Let's say you throw a rock in a pond. It's that ripple effect. You know, I'm sure they had things that they dealt with growing up, and it kind of transpired, it moved on to their adult lives and their parenting styles. And all I'm getting at is, we really have to watch how we interact with our kids. Because that little human that you made, their mind is so intelligent and so fragile and is developing every single minute, that everything we feed them, our emotions, our body language, how we react, how we don't react, I'm telling you, it will affect them for the rest of their lives. So, how do we be better role models? How do we be that good parent? Well, first and foremost, we're not always going to be the best role model and the best parent 24/7. Because let's face it, our kids, everyone's kids, they're crazy. But let's also face it, we're crazy too. We're still kids. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you think that you are this grown freaking adult. You're still a kid at heart, by nature. You're still figuring out your life, right? You're still figuring out your life. They're figuring out their little lives. And when you get that all in one household, they're going to be heads butting. There are going to be temperatures flaring. There's going to be emotions that can't be handled. How do you expect your kid to handle their emotions properly when you can't even handle your own emotions? When you have a bad day, when you have your relationship not going well, when you have broken up with someone, when your marriage isn't working, when your job's not going right, when you've been fired. I mean, how do we expect our little ones to handle their emotions when we're going off the rails ourselves? How do we do that? I don't know the right answer, but I think I know steps that we can take. And that, number one, is self-reflection on who we are, what we are doing in life, and what we want out of life, and how do we continue to make healthy, good decisions, not only for us, but our kids. How do we do that? That's a good question. And it's not a one thing fix all, everyone's going to be the same. But I think deep down, we have to start acknowledging, one, our feelings and emotions on a daily basis will affect our kids. Two, our past traumas that we have not healed, that we have not dealt with, that we are not owning up to or admitting to, will affect everyone around us. So, your little kid, your little child, is always looking up to you, good and bad. Everything they do, and I've said it before in one of my other episodes, is almost an accomplishment within itself. Whether it's something you want them to accomplish, or it's something that they have accomplished on their own, it's something that they are proud of. And if they can't come to you, regardless of what it is, big or small accomplishment, and you actually acknowledge and let them know that you are proud of them and thank you and I love it, or whatever it is, if you don't show some type of compassion, I'm telling you, it will affect them to a point to where they're going to realize that maybe mommy or daddy doesn't care. And if I can't show them something that I feel happy about, I feel like I've done a good job about, how do you think they're going to react when they have to come home and tell you that they didn't do something right, or they got in trouble, or things didn't go a certain way for them? It's not going to be good. to this day, I don't want to tell anyone that I have failed in anything in life that I have done because of the scared judgment of how people are going to react. That is a childhood trauma that has carried on to my adult life. And I have to watch myself because there are times when my kid, my 4-year-old, will tell me something that she's not proud of. She is super intelligent and super smart for her age. And she'll tell me something she did not do well. Something that, I mean, it, let me put it in perspective. There's a drawing that she wasn't super proud of. And she wanted to figure out how can we get a new paper. It's like a little fill in the blank. You color, you trace it, you know, little drawing from school. And she didn't really like the way it looked. And she wanted to know how can we get a new drawing so she can start over, because she wasn't proud of it. She didn't like it. That seems really small, but I'm going to tell you, if your kid can come up to you and tell you that, that means a lot to them. That means a lot to me. Now, there are times when, I'll admit, we are busy individuals. We are trying to get things done. We are rushing from work. We are rushing to, you're probably rushing to practice. You've got food you're trying to figure out. You've got cranky kids that have been at school all day. They're trying to tell you everything they've done. You're still trying to figure out your work day, how you didn't get all your things done, because you're probably taking off early to get them to and from practice. And you're not listening. You're not listening. You know how I know it? Because I've been there. It's the constant dad, dad, mom, mom, mom. And let me tell you, how many times do they have to say mom, 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 or dad, dad, dad before you flip a switch and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm busy right now. How many times? It only takes like 2 or 3 times. And there's something about that that triggers in your mind that you're just like, stop it. Stop. I'm busy. I can't look at you right now. I can't listen to you right now. And oh my gosh, I'm telling you, I've done it all the time. We've done it all the time. You've done it all the time. And it crushes them. And it crushes me. Because I know that they are excited about telling me something, and I have just completely shut them down. Because I'm still running at 100 miles an hour too. I will say this again. Take the time. I know there are only a certain amount of hours in the day, but take the time. If your kid is excited about something, take the time. If you notice something is off with your kid, take the time. Talk with your kid. And there's one thing I've done, and I've seen it from friends. One of my guy friends talked about it too, was getting down on their level and actually talking to them. You know, because they're always looking up at us, but hey, like, get down on their level. Eye contact, down on their level and talk to them. Have a conversation. You hear that? Like, have a conversation. Let's not yell and scream. We are all guilty of that. You're burning something on the stove, and they won't stop fighting and arguing, or they are calling your name 27 times, or probably they're trying to show you the same drawing for the 6th time. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I've seen it already. Or honestly, you're probably like, yeah, I've seen it. Like, what is that? But let's face it, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if you don't think it's the greatest thing ever. What matters is what they feel about it, how they feel about it. Because to them, in their eyes, it is the greatest thing ever. And you know what? In your eyes, it probably should be too. And you probably should take it and put it up in your fridge and leave it there. Truth is, we are pretty much the key holders, the stakeholders on either stopping this kind of cycle of, I don't really want to call it trauma, but just stopping this cycle of maybe not the best behavior, and maybe like acknowledging the things that we're not doing good as people and as parents, so that we can raise some really awesome people so that they can have amazing relationships later on in their lives. Now, things happen, and you can only do the best that you can do. But when you do the best that you can do, I think that that's all that matters. They're gonna love you, they're gonna look up to you. Well, like I said, you are you, but you are everything to them. You're everything to them. I saw something online where it was a mom recording her picking up her kid every day. And it was like a span of quite some time. And it was pretty sad because it was sad, but also like I get it. But it was something along the lines of watching my kid not get excited about me picking them up over a span of time. And what it was is she was picking up her kid from school, and you know, the first however many days, the kid was super pumped about her picking him up. And then over time, and there's the thing, what I'm getting at is it doesn't take much time at all. But over time, the kid wasn't as excited about the mom picking them up. Because what? I mean, the kid got older. The kid felt embarrassed. The kid, you know, it's just, it's how we are. It's how we're programmed. We get a little independence. And what I'm saying is, you have to make really good impressions. You have to do a really good job at a young age because they're learning so fast. And it really doesn't take much time for them to gain their independence to feel like, I mean, obviously they're going to need you for the rest of their lives, proven fact. But it really doesn't take much. My 4-year-old has so much independence now that she's a grown freaking adult. Sometimes I'm just like, wow, all right, like you don't need me for that anymore. Okay. So take the time now so you don't have to worry about it later. I think that most of us are doing an awesome job. I will say that. Like, there's no doubt about it. But keep that positive, engaging. Always be engaged. But always recognize their failures and their successes. Their success in life. More importantly, the failure aspect of it is letting them know that we are going to get kicked down. We are going to get some hands thrown at us. We are going to figure out that life is not fair very fast. And I truly believe once you like acknowledge their failures, once you let them know that this is part of it, this is part of you developing into you, I mean, what more can you ask for? I don't know. I'm not an expert. I'm just a daily ranter. Hopefully that you can relate to. So, once again, it just kind of hit home with me. Acknowledge those behaviors. Acknowledge the accomplishments. Acknowledge the failures. Be present. Because that can have life-altering issues later on down. Let's face it. We, as humans, want someone. I mean, we're grown adults. You have to be out of your mind to not want to come home or not wanting to pick up the phone and talk to someone about something that you did that was awesome. Like, that's what you have. Maybe you don't have that. I get it, you know. Yeah, it does. It's hard not having that. It's hard not having someone you can just call up and say, "Guess what happened today?" But don't we all want that? More importantly, even as adults, don't we want someone that we can rely on to say, "Hey, this crappy thing happened today. Like, I want to reach out to you." Because if you don't engrave that in your kids' minds and their brains at an early age, they're never going to open up to anyone, good or bad. I don't know. Just some food for thought. So, yeah. Love on them and always be proud of them because you always want someone to be proud of you. You always want someone to be rooting for you. You always want someone to be in your corner. You always want someone to be backing you up. And maybe you don't have that. I'll raise my hand. Maybe you don't have that right now. I get it. I don't have that right now. And maybe that's what makes you stronger. There's nothing wrong with that. But acknowledging that you are willing to open up to someone, that's a good trait to have. And I think if we start that at an early age with our kids, they'll grow up to be some pretty cool, amazing people in their grown-up lives. And you'll probably be a pretty awesome parent that'll be there for them when an emergency happens. Because I'll be honest, I would love for my girls to call me no matter what. We are imperfect people. They're gonna mess up. I hope that I raise them well enough to call me no matter what. I will always be a phone call away. And please call me. Because we'll figure it out together and we'll process it and we'll work through it. So, I hope that you have had an amazing week so far. Once again, you are where you are supposed to be. You're doing an awesome job. Don't let anyone discredit that from you, okay? Like, as long as you know that you're doing the right things, you are keeping your head up, and you are staying plugged in, you're doing an awesome job. So, yes, thank you for listening. Yes, this one is for you. I hope that you're listening. Please, hear me out. You deserve it. And keep kicking butt because I will always be rooting for you. So, have a good day, have a good week. I'll talk to you later.